You're listening to the Grow Your Own Food Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you grow fresh fruit, vegetables, and even grains in your own backyard. In every episode, you'll get growing tips, recipe inspiration, and more. Ready to get growing? Then let's jump in. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 17 of the Grow Your Own Food Podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Smith, and today I'm going to be telling you about a little experiment that I did, and it's been on my mind for a while. I'm going to tell you what the best way is, according to the blind taste test that I did, to dry fresh basil. But first, a word from today's sponsor. Now, there are a lot of different ways to preserve fresh herbs, and drying fresh herbs is probably the most popular. Among the drying methods, I think the most popular drying methods are air dried, dehydrated, as in using a food dehydrator, microwave drying, which I think is relatively new, and then oven drying at a really low oven temperature. And I was really curious. I wanted to know which one of those methods would yield the best result in terms of smell and taste. So I decided to do a blind taste test. So going into a little bit of the background of this, of how I set up this kind of experiment, I set some basil out to dry, air dry. It took about a week for the basil once it was hung up. Ambient room temperature was about 72 degrees, you know, inside your home. And that took about a week for it to become fully dry, crispy. And then the next, I dehydrated some basil in a food dehydrator with a bunch of other herbs. And I will tell you that I did leave it in the food dehydrator to dry overnight. You may not need to leave herbs overnight, but that is what was the most convenient for me. It was a weeknight. That's when I had trimmed all my herbs up, and that's when I decided to dry them. The next method that I used was microwaving. To microwave dry herbs, especially leafy herbs like basil, you microwave dry leaves. So make sure they don't have any moisture on them. There's no water on them. You know, if you rinsed them when you came in from trimming them off the plant, make sure they're completely dry. But putting those fresh basil leaves in the microwave on a plate and microwaving them for just 20 seconds at a time. And after each 20-second interval, taking them out, giving them a little kind of pinch, seeing, you know, what the dryness level is, and then if they're not completely dry, sticking them back in the microwave, microwaving again for 20 seconds, and kind of keep repeating that process at 20-second intervals until the leaves are completely dried out and crispy. The last method that I used, oven drying, my oven has a warming function, which is 175 degrees. So not everybody's oven will kind of turn down that low. So I do want to tell you that that was my oven temperature in my oven dried basil. And it's kind of the same thing with the microwave. About after 10 minutes, I started checking the basil at kind of like 2-minute intervals. It took 12 to 15 minutes, I would say, for the basil to come out completely crispy and dry. So the next part of my experiment, once I had all four of those different methods of drying fresh basil done and ready, was to conduct a blind taste test. Now, why did I decide to do a blind taste test? Well, the reason why is because I really felt like I would have some preconceived notions about different methods and what those different methods would produce in terms of an edible product. For instance, I really felt like microwaving the basil would lead it to be like really rubbery, really bitter, really kind of like overcooked tasting. And I wanted to sidestep any of those kind of preformed prejudices that I might have had by tasting these four different methods of drying basil blindfolded. So I actually did put on a blindfold. There is a YouTube video out there of this, by the way. I do have a YouTube channel. I'm not super active on there. I want to say I have about 5 or 6 different videos. Video is something that's kind of time consuming to produce. And so I do try to produce videos when I have time. And this one was one that I felt like, well, if I'm going through with this, I might as well do it on camera and just make a YouTube video of it. So it is out there and you can find my YouTube channel. It's B and Basil is my YouTube user profile name. But you'll see me trying all 4 of these different ways of drying basil blindfolded. My very wonderful husband helps me out in my effort. He's the one handing me my little Dixie cups. So that's what I did. I put each sample of basil in its own Dixie cup and wrote on the outside of it which method of drying I used for that particular sample. And then he handed them to me in random order. I picked them up and smelled the leaves whole, and then I crumbled up the leaves with my fingertips and smelled them again, and then I tasted them. So throughout that process, I verbalize a lot of what I'm smelling, a lot of what I'm feeling, a lot of what I'm tasting, but I'm just going to kind of tell you in this podcast episode sort of the Cliff's Notes of that YouTube video. So, any herb is obviously going to be used for its smell and taste. And so my goal was to find the method of drying fresh basil that left me with the dried basil that smelled and tasted the best, regardless of color. Texture was a little bit of a concern, but smell and taste kind of trumped everything for me. And these are the results in the order that I was given them, and I will go through and I will tell you which one was my favorite. The first sample that I was given was dehydrated basil, and upon smelling it, it did not smell very strong. It kind of smelled like fall leaves. It was a little bit stronger upon crumbling it up with my fingertips. It smelled more like basil at that point. The taste, it was kind of like basil, but it was unpleasantly bitter. Like it did not taste good. And the texture was very, very crunchy, like really super dry fall leaves. Again, I do want to caveat that I did leave the basil dehydrating overnight in the food dehydrator. You might not have to leave it in there that long. The next sample that I tried was microwave dried basil. It smelled very, very strongly of basil, and the smell was about the same after crumbling. The taste, it tasted pleasant. There was a nice, sharp basil flavor, and the texture was papery. It was a little tough, but still papery, crumbly, really easy to kind of chew. And I'll tell you, this was something that I discovered as I was trying the microwave drying, is that you'll end up with much brighter green dried basil when you microwave. And that is because microwave cooks anything you put in it from the inside out. Any other cooking or drying method is going to cook or dry it from the outside in. And that's why you lose a lot of color in the process in any other drying method other than microwaving. When you microwave your basil, you end up with much, much brighter green dried basil. The third method of dried basil that I tried was the naturally dried basil. It smelled more strongly of basil than the dehydrated basil. And then once it was crumbled, like even more so, almost overwhelmingly did it, you know, smell like basil, which is kind of a good thing, right? It's going to get crumbled up into pretty small pieces when you put it in your pasta sauce, whatever. You want it to have a lot of aroma. You want it to have a lot of flavor. The taste, though, this is what I don't understand. It almost had like a cooked flavor. Like I described it in the video as tasting brown, which is really, really strange to me, or it was at first, because it hasn't been cooked at all. It was dried naturally, and the texture of it was really strange. It was a weird cross between rubbery and dry. The only thing that I could think is that what gives herbs their flavor and aroma are these volatile aromatic compounds. And it takes, like I said, it took a week for that basil to completely dry out. And so the only thing I can think is, since it was such a protracted time period that it had to dry, a lot of those aromatic compounds kind of dissipated just out into the open air, and not as many were left inside the plant. They maybe stayed on the surface and you smelled them, but once you tasted it, you didn't taste a whole lot of it. So the fourth and final method of dried basil that I tried was the oven dried basil. It had a very strong smell, and that smell was even stronger upon crumbling between the fingertips, like pretty much all of the, you know, basil samples that I tried. The taste was very strong. There was no bitterness. It was actually had a lovely basil flavor. The texture was crumbly, crispy, a little papery, but, you know, for the purposes of crumbling up herbs so that you can throw them in a sauce or on top of meat or something, is honestly kind of perfect. So which one of these was my favorite? I decided kind of unanimously amongst myself. That doesn't really make sense, but I'm going to go ahead and put that out there, that the oven dried basil was my favorite. It was strongly scented. It tasted very nicely of basil. There was no bitterness, and the texture was the best of all of them. I do want to say again that my oven, the lowest temperature setting it was on was 175 degrees. If your oven does not go that low, you're probably going to end up cooking your basil more than you're going to be drying it. And so you're going to want to go with my second favorite method of drying basil, which was microwave drying. Again, not probably your first instinct when it comes to drying fresh herbs, but it had the second best smell, flavor, and texture, with the added benefit that it was a lot brighter green than any of the other methods of drying the basil. So just for fun, I did try a little bit of store-bought dried basil that I had lurking in the kitchen cabinet. It didn't smell very strong, I will say. It smelled kind of like fall leaves, just like a general mild herbal smell. And it tasted pretty bland too. Like, if you were to stick a dried, you know, maple leaf in your mouth, it kind of had a little bit of basil flavor, but most of all, it just tasted like dry leaves. It was not pleasant. At that point, though, I did kind of, and you'll see this in the video if you watch it, I did look at the expiration date on the bottle, and those herbs had expired in 2015, because at that point I started growing it and drying it myself. So that might not be the most fair comparison of store-bought dried basil to home dried basil, but there you have it anyway. I thought it was kind of funny. So, like I said, best way in my mind is going to be oven dried. Second best way is going to be microwave dried. And if you don't believe me, I mean, feel free to do your own blind taste test. It was actually really, really informative and really kind of a lot of fun too. And it's a lot of fun to do these blind taste tests with store-bought produce, fresh produce, like fresh tomatoes, and compare them to your homegrown tomatoes. That's a fun experiment. I would encourage you to try it out. I'm hoping to create some YouTube videos with a couple different things like that in the future. So that's it for today. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope this helps you out next summer when you grow all that glorious, profuse amount of basil leaves and you're wondering what the best way is to dry it. I will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Grow Your Own Food podcast. Visit beeandbasil.com for helpful how-to articles, images, and recipes.